So I've been doing pranks for a long, long time, since the 60s. And this site is, for me, a way for everyone to see what pranks do. Pranks really can affect the way people think. It challenges the status quo, makes you look at the underbelly of what's going on, and enables you to go, "Oh, I believe that."
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
This is Mario from PR Web, and today it's a real pleasure to have with us Joey Skaggs. He is an artist and a satirist. Joey, it's a real pleasure to have you here on PR Web. Welcome.
Hi, Mario. Thanks for having me.
Your latest press release sounds like it's going to be an awful lot of fun. And in it, you describe yourself as a performance art practitioner. Give us a little bit of understanding of what that might mean and how you practice performance art.
Well, thanks, Mario. I've been called many things, but I am an artist. And to me, the prank is an art form. And I use the media like a painter would use a canvas. And I create plausible but ridiculous news stories and put it out into the world and watch how the journalists fall for it, where it goes, and who does what with it. And then I document the whole process. It's like a snowflake turning into a snowball, into an avalanche, and there it is.
Very good. Your latest press release talked about something that I think is going to be a lot of fun. You're announcing the launch of pranks.com, which would be obviously the most appropriate day to launch a site like that would be April the 1st on 2007. There is a paragraph in your press release that I have to read because it just does so well. He says that, "My favorite holiday is April Fool's Day, the perfect launch date. This site will provide one-stop shopping for anyone interested in mounting an insurrection, overthrowing a government, crashing a stock market, creating global chaos, losing weight, growing hair. And it's one sure way to get the federal government to tap your phone, or at the very least, to embarrass and humiliate yourself." That is absolutely wonderful description. Tell us about how you came up with that particular idea and who you think that your customers would be and what they could expect.
Well, Mario, I've been doing performance hoaxes for over 40 years now. I've created the cat house for dogs, where for $50 you can get your dog sexually gratified. The Fat Squad, where commandos would physically restrain you from breaking your diet, $300 a day, a three-day minimum. Hair Today, where I was a Native American Indian surgeon doing scalp transplants from cadavers of pure baldness. I was a peddling priest. I said the church must go where the sinners are, religion on the move, for people on the go. I built a confessional booth and went up to the Democratic Convention to hear the politicians confess. So I've been doing pranks for a long, long time, since the 60s. And this site is, for me, a way for everyone to see what pranks do. Pranks are more than just, you know, the burning bag of poop on the door when you ring the doorbell. Pranks really can affect the way people think. It challenges the status quo, makes you look at the underbelly of what's going on, and enables you to go, "Oh, I believe that." And if you can go, "Oh, I believe that," about so many funny things, then we can look at the serious elements and see how we've been hyped and given disinformation and propaganda by governments, by corporations, by people who have an agenda to deceive us. So there's a fun element to pranks, but there's also a very serious element to pranks. And to me, my intention here is for people to realize the significance of the prank, the power of the prank, and how we are deceived.
We're speaking to Joey Skaggs and hearing some very powerful words from a performance art practitioner. Joey, give us some contact information about your site and where they can identify about what you're doing.
Well, the website is pranks.com, the art of the prank. And my website is joeyskaggs.com, joeyskaggs.com.
Joey, it's been a real pleasure to end up having you here on PR Web today and sharing some great stories and some information here that I think that all of us ought to end up taking seriously. Hopefully everybody will all join you on April Fool's Day on pranks.com to end up celebrating that day and obviously pranks in general. Thank you very much, and let's get together again.
Thank you, Mario. It's a pleasure.
produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.